This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Today I want to talk about the truth about beer and your belly. So what causes beer belly, and how can you get rid of it? Well, one dietitian said, have years of too many beers morphed your six-pack abs into a keg? If you have beer belly, you're not alone. It seems beer drinkers across the globe have a tendency to grow bellies, especially as they get older, especially if they're men. But is it really beer that causes beer bellies? Not all beer drinkers have them. I mean, some people that don't drink beer have large bellies. So what causes men and some women to develop the infamous paunch? It's not necessarily beer, but too many calories that turn your waistline into a belly that sticks out. Any kind of calories, whether from alcohol, sugary beverages, or oversized portions of food, can increase belly fat. However, alcohol does seem to have a particular association with fat in the midsection. One endocrinology expert and obesity researcher said, in general, alcohol intake is associated with bigger waist because when you drink alcohol, the liver burns alcohol instead of fat. Beer also gets the blame because alcohol calories are easy to overdo. A typical beer has 150 calories. If you have more than one at a time, you can end up with serious calorie overload. And don't forget calories from foods you wash down with the beer. Alcohol can increase your appetite. And then if you're at a party, the food on hand is often fattening foods like pizza or fried foods.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So today we're talking about beer bellies and why does fat accumulate in the belly? Well, when you take in more calories than you burn, the excess calories are stored as fat. And when your body stores fat is determined by your age, sex, and hormones. Boys and girls start out with similar fat storage patterns. But puberty changes that. Women store more of the subcutaneous fat than men. So those extra calories tend to be deposited in the arms, thighs, and buttocks. Because men have less subcutaneous fat, they store more in their bellies. As hormone levels decline in men and women as they age, they're more likely to store fat around the middle. So beer bellies tend to be more prominent in older people because as you get older, your calorie needs go down, you often become less active, and gaining weight becomes easier. So why is belly fat bad? Belly fat in the midsection does more than reduce your chances of winning the swimsuit competition. It's linked to a variety of health problems such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Carrying extra pounds in your thighs or hips is actually less risky than carrying it in the abdominal region. It's the visceral fat that's deep in your abdominal cavity surrounding these organs that is the worst type of body fat. Now, how do you get rid of this belly fat? Well, there's no magical way to tackle belly fat other than the tried and true method, cutting calories and getting more physical activity. Doing sit-ups, crunches, and other abdominal exercises will actually strengthen your core muscles and help you hold in your belly fat, but it won't eliminate it. The only way to lose belly fat or any kind of fat is to lose weight. So aerobic exercises like walking and running and bicycling are some of the best ways to reduce body fat. The good news is that when you start losing weight, you tend to lose it in the midsection first. As you lose weight, you'll lose belly fat, and that will reduce your risk of other health problems. Well, listeners, I hope this has been an interesting topic to answer some of your questions of why people get beer bellies. So stay healthy, and until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.